my friend, how do you do? We hope you have a moment or two to listen to what we have to say to each and every one of you.
It concerns our postal system.
Our lifetime friends, as all of you know, they've never failed us through the years,
through driving rain, sleet or snow.
But now they've got a problem.
And what are they to you? The answer, my friend, is very simple. It's up to you to see them through. Do, 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 do.
Well, back in the days of the 13 colonies, cry was freedom and how to defend it. Mailing a letter wasn't much trouble.
There weren't too many places to send it.
But now it's a different story.
They've got more mail than ever before.
It's stuffed in bags, stacked on shelves.
There's hardly room for anything more.
There's been a mail explosion.
They've got a terrible load. You've got to help them right away before the U.S. Post Office explodes.
It wasn't so long ago that communication was a simple act. But the range of the human voice is limited. So, man's ingenuity found ways to bridge distance. He invented writing. And typographical errors. To carry messages across vast distances, man developed roads, highways, turnpikes, bunions, calluses, and a rare assortment of aching limbs. Yes, up until recently, communication remained a simple act. What matter if it took 2 weeks to go from New York to Atlanta, over a month to St. Louis? If the letter from Uncle Ben arrived a day or so later, nobody fussed. The times were tuned to wagon wheels, footpaths, and the puff of wind against sail. Distance was measured by weeks and months. Everything was a far time off. Then, slowly, the country got up steam. Commerce shook off its sea anchor and headed westward all the width of the continent. There was a new idea, speed. Everything was coming up to date in the Kansas cities and the Portlands. Communications became the most vital aspect of our economy. The post office became the prime artery of commerce. For a time, the department was perfectly able to keep up. If the mail piled high, put on another piece of equipment. And if that didn't do the trick, add a few more clerks or a flock of carriers. But by World War I, the post office carried more advertising in a week than all the newspapers and magazines could carry in a year. It was the country's bill collector, check deliverer, errand runner. The volume of mail delivered leaped to 20 billion. By 1948, it had doubled, 40 billion. This year, doubled again, nearly 80 billion pieces of mail. Literally, the post office stands to be swamped, overwhelmed, drowned in a sea of mail. Where do we go from here? Patchwork, piecemeal solutions based upon obsolete transportation routes will not work. The answer has to be as new as the challenge is new. And the post office has the only logical answer. Zip code. Mail distribution via the straight line. Always the shortest distance between two distant points. Zip code. Five trailblazing numbers like this one launch every piece of mail with space-age speed and precision.
Now that's easy to say, and it sounds just fine, but let's put this question right on the line. What is the zip code, a postal quirk? What does it do? How does it work? If you'll lend an ear, we'll be glad to explain how the zip code eases your postal pain.
The first digit tells in which part of the nation your letter will find its destination. Since the country's divided into 10 big sections, each with a number to establish direction, before your letter has even departed, we've already got it started.
The next two digits go hand in hand to a major post office over land. Since each big section has town after town,
we need these numbers to really narrow things down. We've got the section, we've got the city. Just two more numbers and we're sitting pretty.
These last two digits are really specific.
They're your local post office number. Terrific! What a system. As you can plainly see, just five little numbers, quick as can be. But if you have a question or you have a doubt, if you're still not sure what the whole thing's about, just always remember, zip code defined
means city to city in one straight line.
But don't take it from us.
Don't take it from me.
Try it yourself.
You'll see.
It's a better deal than you get from any other post office department.
Yes, zip code is a better deal. Moving the mail in one straight line, straight as an arrow. And on Valentine's Day, it could be Cupid's arrow. The time before zip code, a boy, a girl, a Valentine.
There was a boy
in New York City
who loved a girl.
Frisco Bay.
He sent a card
to say he loved her,
to say he cared
that special way.
His letters zigged and zagged along the way. His lonely letter lagged day after day.
What he would say,
but when his words
were finally spoken,
all her love
had gone astray.
On a sad, sad Valentine's
And now, another Valentine, carefully zip-coded, here and here. A different girl. Still far away by Frisco Bay, but the same boy, a little older and a little wiser.
His letter flew
across the country.
In just one day,
it reached her hand.
Just one day,
she knew the answer.
The happiest girl
in all the land.
And those zip code numbers will help clear up two of the major problems that give the post office department fits. Scene, the dead letter office.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why do postal clerks get indigestion?
There are many reasons. I won't bother to list them. It's all the stamp glue we take into our systems.
I guess that's as logical as a man could get. But that's not the reason for their stomach upset.
It's from trying to read the American hand, illegibly written throughout the land.
This letter will prove exactly what we've said. The name of the city simply can't be read. Oakdale.
Oakfield.
Oakhurst.
Oak Park.
Oakwood.
Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa?
Tuscaloosa!
Now, you see what we mean? If the writing's no good, this letter might as well be carved out of wood.
And if you think bad handwriting is only hard on your eyes, just try this problem on for size.
I got a letter here for somebody from Springfield.
Springfield?
I'm from Springfield, Massachusetts, and I'm telling you, pal, there's no place I'd rather be. I'm from Springfield, Pennsylvania, and there's been a mistake. This letter is apparently for me.
I'm from Springfield, Arizona, and I want you to know I've been waiting for this letter since a weekend ago.
Oh, what good does it do to send a letter my way when I'm from Springfield, USA?
I have looked into this problem, and I'm telling you, boys, you're angry, and you have a right to be. There are very many cities, identical names, and Springfield is not the least of these.
There are 24 Springfield clubs and postal delays, and they're all abbreviated with a two-letter phrase.
Oh, what good does it do to send a letter my way when I'm from Springfield, USA?
There's a Springfield R and a Springfield O, a Springfield Fla and a Springfield Mo.
A Springfield Ill and a Springfield Id.
A Springfield Chi and a Springfield Sid.
There's a Springfield Nib and a Springfield Da.
There's a Springfield Nid and a Springfield Pa.
There's a Springfield Or and 11 more. If you really feel like keeping score. Oh, oh, what good does it do to send a letter my way when I'm from Springfield,
Massachusetts, Pennsylvania,
Arizona,
Springfield, USA?
Zip Code is bringing the mail explosion under control. It is as up-to-date as the computer, as timely as the fantastic Zip Code scanner, electronically reading zip codes and sorting the mail. It is a success. But to make Zip Code work, you must use it. Remember, only you can put Zip in your postal system. To get any Zip Code numbers you may need, including your own, just call your local post office.
You've heard what we've said. Keep it all in your head. There's no better way. Use zip code every day.
You know you gotta have a zip code on the envelope. A zip code so you won't just have to hope. A zip code morning, noon, and night. And everything will be all right.
Get faster service and a lower cost.
Fewer mistakes, no time ever lost. A lot less haggling along the way.
No damage for you to pay.
You know you gotta have a zip code.
Yeah, you're not beyond the phone.
A zip code,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, you were a crack out. A zip code,
yeah, yeah.
Morning, noon, well, and now. And everything will be all right.
Well, meet a fella called Mr. Zip.
What he can do for you will really make you flip.
So if you have any further postal demands, we're gonna leave you in his hands. You know you gotta have a zip code.
Yeah, you gotta have
a zip code.
Yeah,
it's how you work a zip code. A zip
code.
And everything will be alright.
And now, my friend,
we'll say so long.
We hope you're singing
our zip code song.
We told you everything we know.
It's up to you to make zip code go.
You know you gotta have a zip code. A zip code. A zip code. A zip code. And everything will be alright. You know you gotta have a zip code. A zip code. Everything will be all. Everything will be all.